Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I have a missed call from some restaurant. My wife told me that it was James, I believe, who called me.
James. Is this Varsity Foundation Repair and Concrete?
Yes, it is.
Okay. If you have a missed call from this number, sir, we wanted to speak with the person who handles the online listings for the business. It's usually the owner. Is that you by chance?
Okay. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what prompted our call to you, sir, is we wanted to speak with you about listing Varsity Foundation Repair and Concrete on the first page of Google for your services using the keywords in the area. Now, what that would mean for you, sir, is anytime anyone does a search for any of the services you provide, we make sure that your company pops up on that first page as one of those first options locally. Let me ask you this, sir. I see here that you're working with Angie's List. How do you like working with those guys, and what's your experience?
Yeah, actually, I've already talked to James, the other guy, and he just like you, he explained to me exactly what was going to happen. It sounds extremely... Actually, I am going to do it. I do want to go ahead and give it a try with you guys because it does sound extremely interesting. It sounds like something that I need. Although I want to make sure before I make that investment that you know, I get my finances straightened out because I do want to have a good amount of savings. And I told James that I was going to be ready sometime in March next month. So maybe within a couple of weeks I'll be ready to go ahead and give down that first deposit and we can take
well,
it from there.
It's actually a whole lot more affordable than you think, sir. But in regards to Angie's List, have you seen success with them?
Yeah, I do find them rather expensive. I do, you know, depending on the budget, I get the name from $500 to $1,000 a month.
Oh,
and
man.
And I do have, yeah, it is rather expensive. I agree. I did talk with James about this. They charge per lead. Uh-huh.
You're under contract with them, sir?
No, I'm not under contract. Okay. I don't have any sort of agreement. I just, you know, they send me per lead, and then I could change and review how much I want to spend monthly, depending on
yeah,
how busy I am.
That's way too much, sir. You know, our service is way more affordable than that. I mean, that's a lot of money you're paying, you know. And so one thing that I did want to elaborate on is, Home Advisor, Angie's, Yelp, right, all of these services that offer pay-per-lead or, you know, what I'm trying to get at is this, they all generate that lead information from Google. So they're using your money to pay for a listing that they put on Google where the customer sees it, right, and they go on there, they leave their information because that's what it asks them for, and that's why they're sending you this lead information via text message because the customers are going on that listing to fill out the documentation, the information with their information, right? But, I mean, they're also selling it to your competitors, right? So you can understand how that would make you upset and you're not really getting your money's worth. So,
Google, it's a gamble.
Exactly, but Google being Firefox, right? Those are the tie-ins of the internet. You know, those are the platforms that these other smaller companies use to generate leads. So, I mean, we just had this position open up, sir, within our company, right? We have we're a Google channel partner. We have a license to work directly with them, and that's why they notified us that that position is available. So, as long as that position is available, we can guarantee you that we can get you to the first page, right? And it's not about who pays the most. It's never worked that way. There has to be a position available. All right, and the company that you're working with, not only can they show you the license, right, that they're a Google Channel partner, but they have to give you a timeline. That means that we will let you know, and we will give it to you in writing, and let you know by when you can see yourself on the first page of Google. And sir, it's not going to take 3 to 4, 5, 6 months like these other companies. You know, that's what they tell you. They don't give you a timeline. They just tell you, oh, it's going to take a while. You know, give it another month, give it another month, and they're just trying to secure their gain the same way Angie's, Home Advisor, Yelp, and all these other companies, you know, go about that. But let me ask you this, sir. You are currently in a position where you can take on more business at this time?
Yes, I do want to expand. Like I talked to James before, there's like some weeks that are quite rough where I don't have any leads or any work whatsoever. You know, I want to make sure that I know it's not going to be, you know, all year round, but because, you know, there's days where it's raining, there's, you know, climate changes and whatnot, and my job is on the outside, so I know that there's factors to contribute to the equation, but I do want to be busy the majority of the time year round. I do want to be, you know, to live by myself, to be very knowledgeable in my field, and most of my customers are very satisfied with the work I do. So I do feel like if I have that help in marketing, I can expand my business and essentially maybe have another crew running.
Yeah, and I mean, we would be taking out the middleman, right, which is Angie's, and you'd be dealing directly with Google. So, you know, we're not going to charge you per call, per customer, you know, per lead, per commission, per job, none of that. All of the calls would go directly to you, okay? And like I mentioned, it's more affordable than you actually think, and there's no contracts here, all right? Let me ask you this, sir. Are you focused more on residential, more commercial, or what is your current target market?
I do market both residential, commercial, although in this field of business, I find myself working more on residential rather than commercial, although I have done a few, you know, they're talented, but I have done a few commercial jobs.
Okay,
although I do, you know, whatever comes is what I could do. I could work on both. It's not a matter of I can't do it. It's just a matter of I know that it's a pure commercial job. It's a little, you know, more challenging.
Exactly. No, I definitely hear you, sir. And how long have you been in business now? It's Eddie, right, sir? That's your name? I see here your name is Eddie.
Okay. How long have you been? Uh-huh.
How long have you been?
So I was starting off as a subcontractor for a bigger company, although, you know, there was some misagreements and the pay rate, and, you know, because I feel like I was getting paid extremely low for as much work I was putting out. They're giving 30% of old contracts, but from that 30%, I had to essentially pay my men out of pocket, pay the materials, pay my tools, pay everything. Essentially complete the whole project and only receive a small profit. And it was getting a little of too expensive for me.
Right.
So on my own, I've been now, this is my second year ongoing.
Congratulations, Eddie. And are you the sole owner to the company? I know you mentioned that I think you and your wife are partners?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. We do run it together.
Okay. And let me ask you this.
I take care of the office stuff, and I take care of the field.
Okay, you're out there on the field. And let me ask you this, Eddie. Would you be able to make the final decision for the company today?
No, I've already made the decision that I want to go ahead and, you know, go through with it. But like I mentioned to James, I want to finish up these jobs right here that I'm working on currently, so that way I have some extra funds, you know, to go ahead. And I don't want to feel like we're, because I do have a lot of monthly expenses, but I've already made up my mind. I do want to go ahead and give it a try. I definitely want to do it.
Okay.
But with as much expenses I have on hand now, I just want to make sure that I have money in the bank left over in case of an emergency. You know what I mean? I know it's not like a lot, like you said, but I just want to make sure that I'm ready for a new monthly expense.
Right. No, and Eddie, I mean, from based off of what you told me, I mean, just by cutting off Angie's, you're going to be saving thousands of dollars, right? Because, I mean, they are charging you a pretty penny, okay?
Yeah, I did ask James about that. I told him if I would be able to cut them off, but he told me that I would eventually, but not ASAP, because he didn't, you know, just like you explained to me how it's going to be a work in progress. Like, it will save me money in the long run, right. And it's going to go ahead and, like you mentioned.
He didn't give you the full details, and that's exactly what I'm going to do right now, Eddie. Obviously, I'm not telling you right now as we're speaking to, you know, to whip out your credit card and, you know, let's go ahead and move forward. That's not what I'm asking. I'm going to explain to you in detail, Eddie, what our services include, mm-hmm. Okay? Is there a website for your company? Do you have one?
No, I do not.
No website. Okay, got it. All right, so Eddie, looks like you're going to be a great candidate for this, okay? Now, being that this is an exclusive listing that we do want to fill today, I'm sure that you can already see the value in having your business on the first page of Google and having your customers call you directly versus you paying per customer, right, with Angie's.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Eddie, if we can make this service affordable for you, put you up on the first page, help you get customers, keep you busy, I'm sure that you would be open to the idea of switching over, you know, to us and giving us a try, right? You're open to that possibility.
Yes, I am.
Okay, got it. Now, while me and you were having this conversation, Eddie, okay, I did send a message to my pricing director. His name's Mario. He has better access to the prices than I do. But more importantly than that, He's going to explain to you what our services include, and that's what I was trying to get at, right? I mean, Google is looking to fill that position today, Eddie. They've notified us that it's available. Okay, that's how we can guarantee that, you know, we can get you there because the position is there. But they're looking to fill that position, Eddie, whether it's with you, a competitor, or with whatever company it is, but they want to fill that position. But before we get to that point, we're going to explain to you what our services include, right? Because I know you want to be more informed before you make a decision. I mean, we all do, right? We all want to be more informed before we come to any conclusion. So, Eddie, I'm going to bring my pricing director on the line. His name's Mario. Please feel free to ask any questions.
Would it be a problem, because I am in the middle of something, you called me, well, I called you back, but I am in the middle of building a home here. Would it be possible if I could call back, or you could give me a call back sometime after, I'm going to leave here around roughly 5:30, so I'd be available. I'm not sure how, when are you guys normally available to talk? Are you guys available in the afternoons or only in the mornings?
Well, Eddie, we actually wouldn't take up too much of your time right now. Is that fair enough? It only takes a few minutes.
Okay. Just a few minutes then.
Yeah, and I mean, while I have you on the line right now, we might as well just, you know, let you know what our services include right now, right? But let me go ahead and bring my pricing director on the line, Eddie. His name's Mario. All right? He's actually here with us now.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line.
Wait, give me a second. Give me a second.
I'm getting another call from this number. Should I answer it?
From this same number?
Yeah, from 517-116.
Give me 1 second, Eddie. Give me 1 second. Okay. So he's going to go ahead and join us now. All right, he's here with us now, Eddie. Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, Eddie. How you doing today?
Hey, Mario. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm actually doing pretty solid, brother. Thank you for asking. Eddie, I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I mean, it sounds like you have an idea of what, you know, SEO entails. So just very quickly, Varsity Foundation Repairing Concrete, are you running the show by yourself, Eddie, or do you have help?
I do have help from my wife and family, although I am, like, the...